Hello, and thank you for joining me on this meditation. Today we're going to talk about listening to your body and how to determine if you're headed in a direction that is perhaps to your highest good or in a different direction. And so to start the process off, let's go ahead and close our eyes and take 3 big, deep, slow breaths. Just breathing in the moment now. And just really feeling your body, the space around you. Just feeling peace and calm as you're able to breathe in and breathe out. Breathing into your lungs that help provide your life. Breathing in the oxygen that goes through your blood throughout the entire body. And see if you can feel as you breathe in and feel your lungs fill. And imagine the oxygen saturating your blood at that point and being carried throughout your entire body. Trace a cell, a red cell, freshly oxygenated as it makes a trip through your heart or down to your feet or up to your brain, down your arm. Just kind of track a circulation of your body for a moment as you continue to breathe deeply. Now, what we're doing today is learning how our body responds based on past experiences. So I'd like you to bring to mind an experience, an event that went horribly wrong. You did not like the outcome of it. And you're only going to have to think about it for a minute. So just bring to mind something that you felt was not good for you, was not in your best interest, was not how you expected things to go. And just for a minute, think about it and notice where you feel that in your body. And what does it feel like? So where in your body are you feeling it? What does it feel like? And even, please, give it a color. All right. So now let's get rid of that. Let's release that thought. Let's release that feeling in the body. Let's breathe in the fresh air again. And let's trace that blood, that oxygen throughout the entire body again, releasing the occurrence that just happened, knowing that it's not really happening right now, knowing that it's over, but knowing that we have valuable information in what we just experienced, knowing that there's value in identifying where in the body we felt it, how it felt, and even what color represents it. And now with another deep breath, or two, or three, or four, as you breathe in, bring to mind an event that was spectacularly awesome. You loved it, you had fun, it worked out perfectly. It was great. It was super, super great. What is something it all worked as planned. Can you bring to mind something that all worked out perfectly and you were so happy, so satisfied, so excited about it? And think about that. Hold that in your mind for a minute. And again, as you feel that outcome, that perfect outcome, exactly how it should have been, and feeling good about what happened, what the outcome was, where do you feel that in your body? Where is that strongest in your body? I know that every nerve, every cell might be tingling with life and excitement, but where is it the strongest? And once you narrow it down to a location, what is it exactly that it feels like? You know, is it soft? Is it mushy? Is it hard? Is it warm? Is it like an expansion? Is it bubbly? What does it feel like? And give that a color. The more we identify things and pay attention to them, it's easier to focus on them and to recognize them later. So give that happy, good outcome a location, a feeling, and a color. And as good as it feels, let's go ahead and release that. Let's breathe in and out again. Let's feel the blood circulate through the entire body again, keeping everything in balance, the toes through the fingers, through the brain, through the heart, everything's in balance. Now, you may have to do this exercise more than once to really identify the good and the bad, and that's okay. As we're learning to listen to our body, if we haven't done this before, sometimes it takes practice. But now, if you have a situation that you don't know the answer to, that you're puzzled about, that you're looking for guidance or direction on, this is when you're going to use it. You're going to settle in like you are now and simply state the options. Say, I make it an I will or I am, I'm going to, I have this. Make a statement about it. Say the statement out loud. And as you make a statement about it, where do you feel it in your body? And maybe it's not clearly defined like a few minutes ago as one of the good things or one of the not so good things. But does it tend to feel like one or the other? Or what does the color represent? Is it the same color? So when you give yourselves these options, when you ask the question or make the statement, can you tie it back into one of these very strong feelings, one way or the other? So now it's time to wrap that up and bring yourself back into the room. Bring yourself back to feel your feet on the ground. Feel your body in the chair, on the couch. Feel the air around you. Know that you are in this time and space now on Earth. And again, I encourage you to do this as often as you need to, so you are easily able to interpret your body signals when you do have a decision to make, it will be so invaluable to you to learn how to do this on a regular basis that you can just do it on the fly in the office if you have to, something like that. So again, as you come back into the room, reorient yourself here. Remember, you can repeat this as often as needed. I look forward to talking to you later, and please visit me at wisdomofalllife.com.